very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Welcome to Forest FM, and it's now time for the Eurovision Showcase up until 6pm. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiot, and I'm with you until 6pm, playing you the greatest tunes for the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest, as well as playing you some Christmas songs sung by Eurovision artists right here on Forest FM. This week we're coming to you live from Paris, France, as I'm here over the Christmas holidays, and my goodness me, I'm having an amazing time here, and the city is alive with the sound of Christmas music. So let's play a song from the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 1977. It was the last time that France won the Eurovision Song Contest, and then it was in the Wembley Conference Centre in London. So here we go. Here is Marie Myriam with Joyeux Noël.
Le feu danse dans la cheminée. Dehors on tremble de froid. Nuit de Noël et sapin parfumé partout. Tu fais naître la joie. Et au réveillon, pour les amours sous le gui, les baisers seront permis, et les enfants, le cœur vibrant d'espoir, ont peine à s'endormir ce soir. Le Père Noël se mise en route sur son traîneau chargé de jouets et de cadeaux. Tous les petits le guettent et ils écoutent la ronde folle des reines dans le ciel. Et moi, pour vous, je fais ce simple vœu. En échange depuis l'enfant Dieu, jeune et moins jeune, soyez tous très heureux, joyeux, joyeux Noël. Le Père Noël s'est mis en route sur son traîneau chargé de jouets et de cadeaux. Tous les petits le guettent et ils écoutent la ronde folle des reines dans le ciel. Et moi, pour vous, je fais ce simple vœu qu'en échange depuis l'enfant Dieu, jeune et moins jeune, soyez tous très heureux, joyeux Noël. À
thank you.
go, the late Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran with the song Rock Bottom, coming second for the United Kingdom at the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest, just behind the wonderful Marie Myriam with Allons les enfants. Great winning song for France there, and they should have won Eurovision again by now. They really do deserve it, because they put a lot of effort into it, certainly nowadays they do. Right, I'm sure it's only a matter of time that France comes here to Paris, indeed. So yes, we're not in the studio in Verwood this week, we are over here in Paris for a change. Yes, for the Christmas holidays, I'm here with Rob Arritutit, my husband, yes, and we're here enjoying the sights and sounds of France, a bit up the Eiffel Tower, walked down the Champs-Élysées, went up to Notre Dame yesterday, and it was just stunning. I had an amazing, amazing time, of course. So, I do hope you're all enjoying the Christmas holidays and gearing up ready for tomorrow, Christmas Day. Very exciting, isn't it? Indeed. Well, we have our first request coming up this week, and it comes from the lovely Andrew up in Leeds. Andrew Mallon, thank you very much for getting in contact with us. And Andrew, last week, I'm sure many of you heard last week too, that we reviewed and played a majority of the songs from the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. So we did a review of that, and if you missed that show and you want to listen again, then you certainly can do by going to tutsexperience.podbean.com, or alternatively download the show as a podcast from any podcast app, including the Apple iTunes podcast app, or of course you can from the Podbean app, that you can download for free from your App Store or your Google Play Store. All that type of stuff is absolutely free, and you can listen again, download it, and listen to it whenever you want, and you don't have to have an internet connection. Oh, the glories of it. So if you're listening to it on the train or on the tube, you'll be fine. So anyway, the winner of the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest was, of course, Bucks Fizz for the United Kingdom with the song Making Your Mind Up. Well, Andrew has requested their Christmas song from 1982, which is such a sweet little song. And Bucks Fizz did some great ballads in their time, including Land of Make-Believe. And, their other one that I've forgotten now, which is called, it's called Now Those Days Are Gone. Yes, actually, I think that's my favourite Bucks Fizz song, I think, other than Making Your Mind Up. So, now, Andrew's request is Now You're Gone from Bucks Fizz in 1982. Enjoy. And Merry Christmas to you, Andrew, and to everybody listening to the Eurovision Showcase this week.
Oh, final serenade. Cause we both know we lost our game.
And Laura with Verona, the Estonian Eurovision entry for 2017. Now, speaking of Estonia, we're going to stay in Estonia for our next song, and it's an Estonian version of the song Winter Wonderland. Thinking of Winter Wonderland reminds me of the old days when I used to work in Woolies. It was the first ever job I had, working in the Woolies in Fareham, Hampshire. And working there from, 2002 to sort of like mid-2004. And at Christmas time, as I think all of you will remember, how much fun it was. Not necessarily just working there for me, but if you were there too, you never know. But even as a customer, it had a little bit of a magical feel to it, didn't it, really? And it's a shame they've now disappeared off the British high streets. But I must admit, we had a great old time, and I certainly did back then, working on the tills and working behind the CD stand in the one in Fareham. It was a lot of good fun. So we're going to hear the Estonian version of Winter Wonderland, and it's from Brigitte Orgamäe. She represented Estonia in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, with the song Etu als Alguse. And the Winter Wonderland version in Estonian is called Talve Vuvalamar, which is just a beautiful song. And if you've never heard Estonian sung before, unless you remember the Eurovision Song Contest in the 90s, when Estonia were first in the contest, they always sang in Estonian, obviously, because of the language rule. But now they've practically singing in English all the time, except for Brigitte Orgamäe in 2013 with this. Owen Kular, of course, in 2012, coming sixth there with Oit Lepland. So, here we go now. This is Brigitte Orgamäe with Talva Vuvalamar, which means winter wonderland in Estonian. From Patricia Jogomer, Estonian's version of Winter Wonderland. Wonderful. It's now time for this now. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. This is where my husband, Rob Ari Tussiot, gets to pick a country out of one hat, a year out of another hat. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, we did this before. We set off for France. And Rob did end up picking France out of the hat, shockingly. You couldn't make it up, could you? And the year was 2011. Yes, now France in the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest came 15th with 82 points, and the singer was Amaury Vassili. Now, he was born on the 8th of June 1989 in Rouen in Upper Normandy, and he is a French opera singer and professional tenor. His debut album, Vinciero, from 2009 went double platinum in France, and he has had international success with releases in Canada, South Africa, and South Korea. Now, France automatically qualified for the final on the 14th of May 2011 as part of the Big Five. Amaury Vassili performed 11th on the night and obtained 15th place with 82 points. Despite being the bookmaker's favourite for winning, along with Azerbaijan, the United Kingdom, and Ireland, and the Irish entry that year was Jedward, of course. The UK's was Blue, and Ella Nikki from Azerbaijan obviously went on. But Belgium and Greece awarded their maximum 12 points to France in the final. Fantastic stuff. Well, the points awarded from France in the semi-finals, they gave 8 points to Romania, 10 points to Bosnia and Herzegovina, and 12 points to Sweden. Now, in the final of the contest, they gave 8 points to Italy in 2011, and Italy ended up coming second in 2011 with a song from Raphael Gulazzi with the song Madness of Love. They gave 10 points to Sweden, and the Swedish entry was from Eric Sada with Popular, and the song that got 12 points from France in the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest was to Spain, Luisa Perales with Kimming Tinkero Lo Bailao. There we are. Which I love that song. Don't let them take away what I have danced. Basically was the name of the song. The good old Spanish entry deserved so much better back then. But as I say, France got 12 points from Belgium and Greece, and they got 10 points from Spain. They got 7 points from Cyprus, 6 points from Croatia, and the list goes on. But sadly, the UK didn't give any points to France in 2011. I think they deserved it. So anyway, so let's hear the French entry in 2011 from Amoureux Vassili from Rouen in Upper Normandy. This is Song Nu. Enjoy.
Sogno di stella di sta voce ti arrepura mai spento ricordo di te quella notte qui con me.
You want a lot for
There we are, it's the amazing Charlotte Perrelli Nee Nilsson there with All I Want for Christmas, a cover from Mariah Carey, of course. And Charlotte Perrelli Nilsson won the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest for Sweden with the song Take Me to Your Heaven. And then obviously, not doing particularly good, in the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Hero, which we enjoy here at the Eurovision Showcase, indeed. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today, on Sunday, the 24th of December, 2017. Now, Alinka, who represented Romania at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Yodel It, along with Alex Ferreira, will be the one of the jurors in Selecta Națională, the Romanian national final for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the second wave of tickets for the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest have been sold out. Tickets for the family show for the grand final are still available, and more tickets, including tickets for the semi-finals, will go on sale sometime in January 2018. So if you want future ticket announcements, you can sign up for email alerts via Eurovision.tv. Now, the semi-finals and the national final of Albania has been decided last night, as the final took place on the 23rd of December. If you would like to hear the Albanian entry for 2018, then head over to any of our sister news websites or head over to Eurovision.tv's YouTube channel. Operation Tronfo will air a special program before the final of the RTVE's talent show in Spain to choose a representative for Spain at the Eurovision 2018. The teachers of Operación Triunfo's Academy will assign original songs penned by prestigious songwriters, and the five finalists and the public will decide on the winner. Paulina Bidzinska has won the Eurovision Young Dancers contest for Poland, which took place a couple of weekends ago in Prague, Czech Republic. And finally, Loïc Notet, who represented Belgium at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest, has won the OGAE Video Contest with his song and video, Mud Blood. Bit of a creepy name, isn't it? But there you go. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tussiott, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, our Christmas Eve special. A Merry Christmas to each and every one of you across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom, and wherever you're listening to us around the world. East Dorset's favourite station.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
East Dorset's favourite station. East Dorset's favourite station. East Dorset's favourite station. Forest FM.
Íðins fór löng, allt með há tíða brag, en með þér, já, jólin þau koma með þér.
Snjókott fallandi himni frá,
börnin gleðja
μια στο κιάδυρφα.
Βέρτε βέλκομεν hey, θεγαριόλυς κι ατλά.
Βέρτε βέλκομεν heim, η φάνη ολάνα.
Χαλτεμ φατλέγα
Snjókort fallandi himni frá
Börnin gleðjast og gjafir fá
Vertu velkomin heim
Þegar jólin skella á
Stofan er skreitt, ljósin svo seiðand og hlý En með þér, já jólin þau koma
Þér. En nærvera þín gerir mig heila á ný Því með þér, já jólin þau koma með þér
Snjókort fallandi himni frá
Börnum gleðjast og gjafir fá
Vertu velkomin heim
Þegar jólin skella á Vertu velkomin heim Í fæmi jólanna
Höldum fallega stund Og finnum gleðina
Snjókot fallandi himni frá
Borgnin gleðjast og gjafir fá
Vertu
who represented Iceland at the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, and also Sigur, who was involved in the Icelandic entries in 1994, 1992, and 1990, with their song called Jukin Korn Murfaum Pier, which means Christmas comes with you. Aww, it's a lovely, sweet little Christmas song there, all the way from Iceland. Indeed. Right, now let's hear a song from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, introduced by the artist themselves.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall. So you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall.
That is Lucy Jones and Never Give Up On You, the Seventh Heaven remix of the United Kingdom Eurovision entry to 2017's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And I thought, well, while we're in France, we'll do a French entry. Why not? Now, France, at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, was represented by the beautiful Amandine Bourgeois. She was born on the 12th of June 1979 in Angoulême, which is just north of Bordeaux in France. Now, she was the winner of the sixth edition of the French version of Pop Idol, which was called A Nouvelle Star. New Star, basically. And on the 26th of July 2014, Amandine Bourgeois participated in the television game show Fort Boyard, as we all know. Well, there's a French version which still continues to this very day. I love Fort Boyard. That was always great fun. Was it Melinda Messenger running around in Lycra? She's trying to take after Annika Rice, obviously. And Annabelle Croft, if you remember, on Treasure Hunt. Oh, those were the days. So, Amandine Bourgeois' song was called L'Enfer en Moi, which means Hell and I. And sadly, this came 23rd. Shocking. Out of 25 entries with 14 points. Did not deserve that low at all, because the song was epic. It got 8 points from San Marino, and then only the other points that it got are 2 points each from Armenia and Iceland, and 1 point from Cyprus and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. So let's hear France 2013, the amazing Aberdeen Bourgeois, L'Enfer Roi, La France, au concours de vision de la chanson. L'Enfer Moi for France. What a rock chick. Well, it's now time for our final request, which comes from Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And Javier's requested the song from the Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian National Final 2016. A great little song. This is from Stage Dolls, and it's the song Into the Fire.
The way we chase that dream, involve our dies, the way we
By Stage Dolls from the Norwegian National Final Melody Grand Prix 2016. A request for Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Thank you very much, Javier, for your request. Lovely to hear from you, and he's got a song lined up for next week. Now, you can get in contact with us and give us your request, and I will definitely play it next week, so get in contact with us. You can send us a message via our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or, of course, you can tweet me, and you can direct message me if you want to, and keep it all personal. Yeah, so our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase, or alternatively, you can email us tuts experience@hotmail.com. All right, so it's now time to end off this contest. Well, this show. There's no point scoring, so don't worry. This is the winner of the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, who's also from Quebec, Canada, representing Switzerland with Ne partez pas sans moi. This is Celine Dion, and this is her version of So This Is Christmas.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the
another year over,
Well, a very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you from myself, Kieran Uri Tustiers, and from all of us here at Forest FM, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m, which is New Year's Eve. Stay tuned for David Banks with his Sunday selection. But I hope you could join me again next Sunday at 5 p.m. So take care, arrivederci, au revoir, ravi de sein, and have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy your Christmas week. Toodaloo!